Welcome to this podcast series for the Cleveland International Piano Competition. I'm your host, Joel Bognar, and today we're joined by our very special guest, Ariana Korting, actually now Ariana Giesbrecht, because you were just married.
Yes.
Was it 2 weeks ago?
It was 2 weeks ago.
And so here we are catching you on the fly here in New York City in the lobby of a performing arts center. So thank you so much for making the time.
Thank you.
Just for our listeners, very curious to know, how did you come to be specifically a pianist?
When I was around 3 years old, I had listened to something on the radio and my mother caught that I was able to play that on the piano, exactly what I'd heard. And so she had put me into lessons, and I was only three, and we weren't thinking of putting myself into lessons for more than 15 minutes, but somehow it turned into a half an hour lesson, and I just couldn't stay off the piano, which was great. And I would listen to my grandfather play Chopin waltzes and preludes, and it just somehow became a part of me. And you know, I realized that I had an ear for music, and then it just grew into a career for myself.
Oh, this is so fascinating, because I've known you and your family for many years. I didn't actually realize that there were any musicians.
Well, my grandfather loved music, and he would always listen to Rachmaninoff and Tchaikovsky, and so I had been exposed to it as a child, and then it basically stuck with me ever since, but I think it skipped a generation, because my parents are not musicians.
So, Ariana, you won, in fact, the Junior 2012 competition.
Yes.
And one question that people often have is, okay, no one really likes to do competitions because of the pressure. Were there good aspects that were helpful to you and your eventual development?
There was actually some great things that came out of this experience, is that I was able to meet so many people in the music world. I am collaborating with one of them, Konstantin Sukhovetsky, and he was in the jury when I was competing.
Oh, there. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, so that was very interesting. That was the first time I'd met him, and we'd known each other ever since and been in contact, and it's really great to just have those connections and then to be able to share our love for music together and to perform on stage is just a dream of mine. To be able to do that with people I meet along the way.
I happen to know that your husband is a brilliant pianist.
Yes.
How did you come to meet? How did you come to form the piano duo?
We had met at Juilliard, and he was actually my orientation leader. I was assigned to his group. So he was the first person I'd met at the school. And it just so happened that we both were able to speak German, and we both had a love for traveling. We were in the same studio, Mr. Lowenthal's studio. And we had just been able to connect over these qualities that were very similar. So we then had a summer in the Hamptons.
That's right, Piano
yes,
Fest in the Hamptons.
Piano Fest in the Hamptons. That's just another thing that was a life changer for me. Because we had stumbled across some, there was so much music in the room at the Piano Fest house. So we stumbled across some forehand music, and then we just decided to start playing it. And that's how we began our duo, and that was around 6 years ago. So, and then we've been performing together and traveling the world, and it's wonderful to be able to expand our repertoire into two piano forehands, and so it's a special thing.
Are you drawn to a particular type of repertoire, a certain genre, and is that different whether it be the two pianos repertoire or your own solo choices?
We definitely like the two piano repertoire, and that's something that I'm especially drawn to because we each have our own presence on the stage. In fact, we have our own piano, and so we have all the space to play our pieces. But then I feel like it's just a great brilliance that the repertoire can actually portray on stage.
When you think back on your time in Cleveland, was there a certain feeling you got from the Cleveland audiences that you're looking forward to returning to?
Well, there's something about Cleveland. It's home for me.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up. I was born and raised in Cleveland. And whenever I go there, I always just have a sense of relaxation and because the
city. A rare feeling for
us
as musicians.
Yes. And in New York City, there's just a lot of chaotic, more stressful atmosphere, even though it drives you to want to be better. I definitely have that some sort of nostalgic feeling. And then when I go back to Cleveland, it's nice to see those familiar faces, people that I grew up with. Everyone there is just like a family for me.
And finally, Ariana, I'm wondering what's inspiring you these days and what are your upcoming plans for the near future?
I hope to collaborate more and be able to share my love for music, not just by myself, but with other people, create an awareness for other repertoire, especially the four piano repertoire or the two piano repertoire. So in the future, I hope to continue doing that, raising that kind of appreciation for that music.
Ariana, thank you so much for joining us. It was a pleasure to catch up with you in your busy schedule here in New York City, and
you.
We look forward to your each and every return to Cleveland.
Thank you.